It's time now for the Morning Monster Podcast with Bobby Raider.
640 WXSM. Time now for 24 teams in 24 days, sponsored by Irwin Paint and Body Shop. Working between classes this morning with the head coach of the Morristown East Hurricanes, he's Caleb Slover. Coach, good morning. Welcome. How are you?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well. I appreciate you working through the class schedule this morning. Be with us for a few moments, Coach. We wanted to talk about the upcoming season for the Hurricanes, but really of note, and we talk about the schedule and reclassification a lot with teams this year, but I guess that's first and foremost for your team, Coach, in that you're moving up to 6A this year. That doesn't make it any easier, and it doesn't make any easier scheduling either, does it?
Absolutely not. You know, that was... East has kind of bounced back and forth between 6A and 5A, and, this year we've had a little bit of a number increase, so we bounced up to 6A, but, looking forward to the challenge. Obviously got some very, very good teams in our conference with, Dobbins, Bennett, Science Hill, West Ridge, New School. It's going to have probably, 2,000 kids and, plenty of athletes to draw from, and Jeff County and William Blount and us. So, looking forward to a good season, a good season, and, hopefully we can carry our weight in this new classification.
Cole Henson, who broke about every record Randy Sanders ever held at Morristown East, is gone now, and you've got Eli Seals. How important it is to Eli, being young as the starter, to have all those weapons back on the offensive side of the ball for you?
Yeah, we think it's important for him. He's really done a really good job of understanding what he needs to do and where to throw the ball. But, there's obviously comfort in having a Micah Simpson and a Trevor Malone back. And we've had some young guys that's really stepped up that he feels comfortable with, too. So we feel like we've got a few weapons that he can get the ball to. And returning a 1,000-yard rusher in the backfield makes us feel a little better about it as well.
Micah got that commitment out of the way early, didn't he? He's ready to play some football now.
Oh, yeah. He, he had several opportunities, and, as crazy as recruiting is and it changes so much, he wanted to go ahead and make a decision and, just kind of get that stuff behind him, and I'm proud of him and what he's chosen to do. And now we just got to make sure that we keep working, get better, and be ready for that next level for him.
Caleb Slover, head coach, Morristown East Hurricanes, 24 teams in 24 days.
Coach, how you doing? This is Kenny. Let's break down both sides of the football. Let's start on offense. You talked about a few kids, but talk about who you need to step up this season to make this team successful.
Yeah, I think, the big thing for us is we're replacing four guys up front on the offensive line. We've got one returning starter. It's been a three-year starter for us. And, all top guys that four new guys that's going to be playing up there. We've got probably a list of, seven or eight of them that we feel really good about. And they've all played at some point. They've just not been, full-time starters or not started consistently each game. So I think that's going to be the big thing for us is those guys up front, really on both sides of the ball.
Defensively, how many kids will you have go both ways?
We'll be limited. We'll probably only have probably two or three kids that go both ways at the most.
Would calling your defense young and inexperienced, would that be a pretty good term for them right now?
Yeah, I think so. We're getting ready to play. We're probably going to start a couple sophomores. We got one senior, one junior on the defensive line right now that we're probably planning on starting. We're going to start two new linebackers in the box. We get Noah Woodard back, who played for us 2 years ago, and last year he broke his ankle right before the season started, so he sat out last year. We got him back. Another sophomore playing outside linebacker. Another junior is going to have the opportunity to play some outside linebacker. We'll start two new kids in the back end. So, we've got some playing time there. We just don't have a whole lot of it.
Coach, last year your team goes 5-5. You kind of picked it up towards the end of the season despite losses to David Crockett and Knox Central in the playoffs. You win the first game of the year against Cherokee, come back, lose two, then win, then lose, and then you win three in a row, Sevier County, Volunteer, and Cock County. Is there anything that you can take from last year that you can hope to build on for this 2021 season?
Yeah, I think, the thing for us, last year was kind of like the year before, my first year here. We struggled out of the gate and really didn't get off to a good start, and then we went four in a row to end the season. the year before, and then last year we kind of did the same thing. We, got able to play Cherokee and was able to beat them, and then played a couple tough teams there together, and then you run into Tennessee High and Boone and Crockett and those guys. So we just started really slow, and I think it's just taking our kids. It took our kids a little bit of time to really buy into the system and figure out what we were doing. You know, hopefully this year we get off to a better start, because I think we've got some young guys that's been in the system for 2 years, so they kind of know what we expect and know how to come out of the gate a little bit faster.
Caleb Slower at Morristown East. Coach, I'm remembering the days when it was Carlos Altizer versus Dale Chrisman down there, West versus East. Is the rivalry still as big with Caleb Slower against Alvin Sanders? Because that, of course, is the season opener.
I guess between me and him, it's just kind of me and him. We've got a little history anyway between Carson Newman and Tusculum.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So he's a Carson Newman guy, and I was a Tusculum guy. So, there's always going to be a little bit of there from the past. But, it's a huge rival here in town. Everybody in town shows up for it. There won't be a place to sit. It'll be nice to be able to have a big crowd back here again this year after last year of being so limited. So it's a consistent rivalry in every sport across the board. It's a fun thing to be a part of.
Do you talk to the team about you're looking for back-to-back wins over West for the first time since 92-93? Has that come up in the conversation?
Yeah, we talk about it. We talk about setting our own standard and changing the perception of East on the wins every once in a while. So we've talked about building our own streak and putting a string of games together right here where we can hopefully come out on top.
Coach, I'm going to be Captain Obvious here. Looking at your schedule, it's pretty brutal. I mean, you begin with West, then you go to Knox Halls, then you welcome in Dobbins Bennett, then you have a stretch where you're at Jefferson County and Science Hill, and then you end the season with West Ridge and Greenville. I don't know who put it together, but that's a pretty tough schedule.
Good job, Captain Obvious. That's good.
Yeah, we beat around the bush and called a lot of teams. And, Greenville actually just ended up, all the conference stuff was kind of set. We wanted to play good teams. We want our kids to get better. If we're fortunate enough to win some games and get in the playoffs, then at least we want to be battle tested, because we know what awaits in the first round. And that's, if you're not finishing first or second, you're probably going to go to Maryville or Farragut or Bradley Central or one of those teams. It's going to be very good football teams and great historical programs. So, in order to be able to go down there and compete, we've got to play some better competition. And, we've really stepped up our schedule. And, we took who'd want to play and wanted to play us. So we just lined them up and scheduled them, and here we go. We'll go see what we got.
Yeah, Eddie yesterday telling us that obviously you and he played together at Tusculum, and also dating DeBusk and trying to make him feel a little older this morning. You both played for Frankie, did you not, at Tusculum?
Yes, we did back in early 2000.
My goodness. I know the regional games, Coach, are going to be at 7 o'clock. What's your schedule look like as far as kickoff times this year?
We talked to everybody, and I think we've got it all worked out to where we're going to do them all at 7 o'clock. I think really everybody in the area kind of feels a consensus about moving it up and doing a 7 o'clock game and keeping it steady with the playoffs. So, we're going to try to keep that, and as of right now, we've got everything scheduled for 7 o'clock.
Coach, we certainly appreciate your time so much this morning. Best to you this season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. He's Caleb Slover, head coach of the Morristown East Hurricanes. 24 teams in 24 days.
Catch the Morning Monster weekdays 6 till 10 on 640 WXSM. And be sure to join us next time for another Morning Monster podcast with Bobby Raider right here.